Welcome back to the Meet the Team show for the West Fork softball team. They're headed back to the state tournament in Class 2A. This will be their second straight trip to state, and we're joined by a group of seniors, Presley Dickman, Libby Truen, Joanna Wallace, and Kira Wood. And we'll start with your thoughts on heading back to state, your feelings after that great win earlier on this week to punch your ticket back.
You know, I think it's a great experience just to get a new group of girls down there and having a better seed this year than we did last year. I think we know going in that we want to win and we want to fight and we're there to play.
Yeah, I think we've definitely improved and it's super fun, especially because it's our last year going.
I think it's super exciting. Besides us, we kind of have like a younger team, so them getting to experience this and us getting to experience this our senior year is like super fun and exciting.
Yeah, we're all pretty excited to go down there 2 years in a row, and I think we have the confidence that we'll do pretty good.
An amazing moment to punch your ticket to state. It was the eighth inning. Brooke Rother sent a splash hit out to left. Just that group huddle, getting to hold that banner, how'd that feel?
You know, I think it was a feeling of relief that all of our hard work went into something that was bigger than ourselves this year. We all wanted to make it back, and, you know, that being a close game, it really made us work harder, and it took the entire team to win that game.
I think the game being tied the whole time definitely made us want to, like, try harder. So when she hit that home run, I think it was definitely a relief.
Like they said, I think it was definitely a relief knowing that, like, we've already, like, been tied the whole game. Brooke just coming in clutch was, like, an amazing feeling. And, like, getting to hold that banner and go get it again was, like, unreal.
Yeah, that feeling of holding the banner 2 years in a row is pretty cool. And especially being tied almost the whole game, it was just great that Brooke hit that home run.
How would you describe the journey this year? You've been a ranked team all year long, so you've had a lot of teams trying to dethrone you, and you've handled that really well here this year.
You know, I think our season was really great. We might have had a week there that we weren't playing our best and we weren't here to play, and we took a couple losses that week, but it really showed how we could bounce back and then come back and defeat an undefeated team at Osage, not just by a little bit, but by quite a bit. And I think it shows that we have the grit and we have the passion and we're here to play and that nothing can set us back.
I think that those losses that we've played, I think, helped, like, build our team stronger, because we've been winning, and then that loss definitely, like, helped us just become a stronger team.
I think that our season was kind of, like, up and down for a little bit. Like, we started off hot, and then we had a little break there for a little bit, but, like, that, like they said, it showed us how to, like, it showed us how, like, much we really wanted it, and we came back and used all that anger from those tough losses and put that towards our Osage game, and then from there we just had our foot on the gas pedal and we just kept on going the rest of the season.
Yeah, I feel like last year going down to state definitely gave us confidence throughout the year to do some good stuff and kind of put us in the place that we are now.
We have a great group of multi-sport athletes here. The value of the work in the off season to get ready for this year's softball season.
You know, this year was my first year competing in shot put at track, and honestly I just think working out in the off season really made me stronger, and being able to put more time and energy into getting bigger and stronger made me a bigger force on the mound.
It's kind of hard coming to like softball practices and stuff after we went to state for track, so it definitely kind of made it a little hard, but I definitely think it made us stronger too.
The work we put in outside of the season, I think, helps us get better. Me, I think that track really helps me because it makes me feel faster. Like, setting records in track with, like, my team and, like, individually helped me, like, come out to the softball field and just feel like I'm faster and, like, better on the bases and in the outfield.
Yeah, there's definitely lots of sports and that I've done, and it definitely helps you with your explosiveness and helps you with the bat. So.
What you would say the highlights of the season have been outside the amazing postseason run?
Outside of our postseason run, I think a lot of us are excited over our big win over Osage. I think that showed that we're here to play and we don't mess around. Another like big personal accomplishment is the strikeouts that I've gotten this season. I'm very proud that I'm close to 1,000 strikeouts right now, so I think that would be a pretty big accomplishment for me to hit at the state tournament.
Yeah, I think one of our highlights was definitely beating Osage because they were ranked higher than us, and they are a tough team to beat, so it was really awesome to beat them.
I agree. Beating Osage was, like, probably, like, a really big highlight, and the fact that we went to some 5A tournament and, like, we battled there, not only just, like, teams we've played before, but being able to, like, show our work, that, like, our hard work at a bigger tournament for teams we've never played was also, like, pretty good.
Yeah, we've played some pretty tough teams and battled through that, and I think it's really helped us throughout the whole season.
The cohesiveness of this team, from the cheering in the dugout to being out there on the field, how you feel the culture of this team is really strengthened here with this group this year?
The culture of this team, I think, is amazing. Whether you're in the dugout, on the field, in the batting lineup, everyone has a role, and we always talk about that. Whether your role is screaming loud or cheering in the dugout, playing your best on the field, hitting in the lineup, there's always a part to be done. And honestly, the energy that we bring is unreal, and I think it shocks a lot of teams that we play.
Our energy, I feel like, determines how we play. And I think that when everyone, like, is cheering together, I think that really helps our team build a stronger connection. And I feel like we get closer together.
I think our connection with our team is, like, super, like, super, super good. Like, at first we were just, like, a little, like, confused because, like, not everybody knew each other. And we were closer with some people. But as the season went on, we all just bonded together and, like, hang out even outside of softball. So, like, that helps us get even closer. And then it helps us bring more energy into the dugout because we're enjoying our time with the people that we get to be with. And we all love that.
Yeah, there's quite a few younger girls on the team this year, so, and we've really blended together really well with them.
One of the best defenses in Class 2A, what it's been like for you getting a chance to be part of that as we have some dazzling defenders here?
As a pitcher, I always rely on my defense, and I put my full trust into them, so it's pretty great to have all that trust into them, knowing that it's okay for me to let a hitter hit the ball because my defense is there to back me up.
I base run, so being defensive on the bases, I think when my teammates are, like, helping me on the bases, I think that definitely makes me more defensive.
Being a part of a defensively good team is, like, super, like, it's amazing because, like, then you get to see your teammates make accomplishments. And, like Libby said, being behind Libby is, like, something that, like, helps us because she's working so hard in the mound that when, like, we get balls, we have to, like, be there for her like she is doing for us. So it's amazing.
Yeah, everybody's pretty good on defense this year, and there's a lot of people who can make very good plays, and I think that's really cool to watch.
This offense has been a lot of fun to watch here this year as well. We have batters here that are hitting over 300 this year, leading the team in RBIs. What it's like accomplishing great things at the plate as well here this year?
You know, I think our confidence has really gone up this year playing some teams that have better pitchers and that we're still hitting on. So I think our confidence coming up gives us a good go into state. As we're confident at the plate, we want to hit the ball, we want to drive in runs, and that we're going to produce and manufacture runs in ways that people may not think of.
Going back to our energy, I think that when we all have energy, it helps people hit or start the hitting. And I think that that helps us, too.
Being confident in the batter's box is something that we talk about, like, before each game. So it kind of just helps us, like, start when Abby's starting the line off. Yep, hitting.
Yeah, I feel like once one person hits the ball and everybody else kind of gets on the roll, and it's really fun.
We have four seniors here. What it's been like mentoring some of the younger pieces after last year's state run, getting a chance to do it again, mentoring these younger players for future teams.
You know, we always talked about at the beginning of this season that our goal was to end up back at state, and I think obviously we accomplished that goal, but especially with a younger team on the field and a younger team in the lineup, that we're having to be big leaders for them, just showing them that our energy and our attitude and our confidence is as high as can be, and that there should also be like that to produce another generation of softball athletes here at West Fork.
I made a lot of friends with the younger teammates, and I'm really excited to go to state with them because they didn't go last year, so I think it's going to be a fun experience for them.
Being able to help the younger girls is, like, super important because then it gives them a little bit more confidence as they grow and become better and help the program go to state again, hopefully.
Yeah, showing the way for these younger girls is pretty cool, and I hope that they do well without us next year.
What you would say the keys are to State is a very strong two-way field you'll get a chance to face here this year.
You know, I think our energy and attitude paved the way for this State run. We always talk about in our pregame huddle that you decide your energy and your attitude and what you're bringing to the field today. So if we just keep going in with the same energy and attitude we've had, we'll have a good run.
Yeah, I think our energy just leads our team, and I think it makes us stronger.
Yeah, I'd also say confidence. Like, we have to keep our confidence up, energy, attitude. Like, make sure we're all talking, and we've been doing good with that. So as long as we keep our attitude, energy, and confidence up, I think we're going to do great.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot better when we're having fun out there, so.
Final thoughts as you're headed back to State and have a great way to conclude your tour as Warhawks.
You know, we just want to see everyone out there on Tuesday at 12:45. We think the energy that we had here at the sub-state game is what we want to see at State, so we would love to have everyone there.
Yeah, and I hope that we just have fun since it's our last year, so we just got to try to make the most of it.
Yeah, we got to come out big and play like it's our last game because it's our last year together, so.
Yeah, I hope we're all going to go out there and be strong and have fun.
Well, best of luck at State. Congrats on the bid there, and looking forward to watching this team over there in Fort Dodge.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.